Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. The sun is rising. Friday, December 23rd. Officially into winter. The winter solstice occurred on Tuesday. Yeah, the 20th. The shortest day of the year. So there is hope. Each day will get longer and longer until the summer solstice in June. Hallelujah. We're on the good upswing. It's cold because it's winter, but that's okay. No snow. There were some icy patches in the woods that I just walked because they were covered under the canopy and the sun did not filter through to dissipate them all, evaporate them all, melt them all. So I had to be careful watching where I placed my feet so I didn't go slip sliding. Took in the local high school performance of 2 one-act plays Thursday night. They did The Giver in Gathering Blue. The Giver I was well aware of. I know I had read it a couple of times as each of my daughters went through school, and that was on their assigned reading list. And they had to do papers and whatever. Good story. Still timely message. Do we want sameness? Do we want to get rid of the other? In this political environment, there is some talk of that. Or return to a different kind of sameness, the sameness that existed a while ago. And maybe it never really even existed, but that's beside the point. But some people thought it existed and they want to go back to those days. I think the car was out of the barn. The barn door cannot be closed. So challenging times. And the second was Gathering Blue. Apparently it was a continuation of the story, published in 2000. We missed that one. And according to some Google research, apparently it is a quartet, 4 books total. Another one was published in 2004, another one in 2012. So I just went to smile.amazon.com and got the 4 Kindle version so I can refresh my memory with all the words of The Giver so we can avoid sameness and get into Gathering Blue. The chief protagonist, Kira, has a 2-syllable name, which is more important, which makes her more important than somebody with a 1-syllable name. And she goes to a person that has a 4-syllable name and learns from her how to make the color blue. But she has some help in order to do that. And without getting into the rest of the story, it's just colors and arts. Music. All these are good things. They enrich our lives. They can, at least, if we pay attention. If we provide them some attention. And attention these days is certainly a prime commodity. A commodity in short supply. What do you spend your attention time on? Good stuff? Or maybe, in hindsight, not so good stuff. You know, the cat video was funny, but, you know, is that going to move you along the way? Is that going to help us move along the way somewhere? Choices to make. How do we pay attention? What do we pay attention to? Who's the keeper of the memories? Do we learn from the past? you know, the current environment may actually be the ultimate opportunity to prove that democracy truly is in the hands of the people. That one person, especially one who's as deviant and divisive as our president-elect, maybe all the others who are on the outside will actually come together, collaborate, find the common good in the collaboration, find the power in numbers. We together are much more than one. That goes back to the revolutionary days, when the individual colonies decided to come together and fight against Great Britain. Now the individual groups will need to come together to fight against the oppression that potentially will be coming. Certainly seems to be increasing with actions taken across the different states. So challenging times. And a high school production. What a timely message. A work of art. And the hard work certainly was recognized. They spent a lot of time. I can't say that anybody, I didn't catch anybody flubbing any lines, because I don't know the lines specifically, but it didn't seem like they missed any lines. Even when a box got knocked off a table accidentally, the person just went on as if it was supposed to happen like that. That's good acting. Making the best of the moment. Taking care. So a couple of days left till Christmas. I hope your things are ready. Assuming you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah is also around. Kwanzaa and other holidays are in this time. So I wish you all the best. Hope this finds you in good health. And the only message for today is, what are you paying your attention to? And I thank you for paying attention to this when you do listen. It is very much appreciated. So until next time, this is Steve Sherlock for Steve's Two Cents. Signing off for now. Take care. Be well.